This is Dark Matter News. I'm Joshua Stark. Researchers have unveiled a bionic knee prosthesis that could revolutionize mobility for above-knee amputees. Unlike conventional prosthetics that often rely on simple mechanic joints and external sockets, this new design integrates directly with the user's skeleton, muscles, and nervous system. The system combines a titanium implant anchored to the femur, surgically reconstructed muscle pairs that mimic natural movement, and a neural interface that connects to the user's residual muscles and nerves. This setup allows for real-time intuitive control of the prosthetic leg, giving users a much more natural and responsive range of motion. In trials with two amputee participants, the bionic knee restored smooth adaptive movement across tasks like climbing stairs, walking on uneven ground, and quickly transitioning between sitting and standing. Participants also reported a strong sense of limb ownership, with the prosthetic feeling like part of their own body. In some cases, joint movements even exceeded normal human capabilities due to the enhanced neuromuscular control. This development signals a major leap forward in prosthetic technology, moving beyond mechanical replacements toward integrated biological extensions of the body. We want to hear from you. Catch up with us at darkmatternews.com, where you can listen to the latest Dark Matter news, or talk to us. Let us know what you want to hear at darkmatternews.com. Jim Lovell, the legendary Apollo 13 commander and the first person to fly into space four times, has died at 97. He passed away August 7th at his home in Lake Forest, Illinois, surrounded by family. A veteran of Gemini and Apollo missions, Lovell was part of Apollo 8, the first crewed spacecraft to orbit the moon, and later led Apollo 13 through one of NASA's most harrowing emergencies. When an oxygen tank exploded en route to the moon in 1970, his calm leadership and quick thinking turned near disaster into a successful failure, guiding his crew safely home using the lunar module as a lifeboat. Immortalized by Tom Hanks in the 1995 film Apollo 13, Lovell was remembered by NASA for his courage, optimism, and unwavering dedication to exploration. His family called him their hero. This is Dark Matter News. Researchers from Rice University and the University of Houston have developed a material that could serve as a sustainable alternative to traditional plastics. Made from biological cellulose, this new biopolymer is strong, flexible, biodegradable, and transparent, offering a promising path forward for eco-friendly materials. The innovation lies in a custom-built rotating bioreactor that controls how cellulose-producing bacteria grow. By using fluid dynamics to align the bacterial nanofibers in one direction, the resulting sheets gained remarkable mechanical strength and structural consistency. In tests, the material allowed a tensile strength of around 436 megapascals, stronger than in many plastics, and even rivaling some metals and glass. Researchers further enhanced the material by incorporating boron nitride nanosheets directly into the material growth medium. The result was a hybrid version with even greater strength, reaching up to 593 megapascals, and with heat dissipating properties three times better than untreated cellulose. What makes this approach especially powerful is its scalability and simplicity. The sheets are produced in a single-step biosynthesis process without the need for complex chemical treatments or fossil fuels. They're not only durable and lightweight, but also compostable, leaving behind no toxic residue. That's it for Dark Matter News. Catch up with us on the Midnight Frequency Facebook page. From Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Joshua Stark.